From the heart of Florida's great Northwest, it's Radio This is Pat Crawford, hoping you'll stay with us for some music and conversation here aboard our stage studio, located in the Museum of Commerce on the historic Pensacola campus of the University of West Florida. We have a fantastic audience tonight, nice and warm here in the Museum of Commerce on this chilly evening. And once again, you guys outdo yourselves every month. You are truly the most beautiful audience. An audience. If only we had pictures. You are an audience made for radio. Believe me, it's great. And you know, that is so old, and I do that every month, and you all always laugh, so I'll keep doing it. You need to stop laughing, because it's just not funny anymore. We have such a good show tonight. Got some great friends on here. In fact, two of our three guests are from New England. Surprise, surprise. Why would they come here in March? I have no idea. We're going to start with my good friend Cliff Eberhardt. Cliff hit the road at the age of 15, traveling and performing with his older brother before landing in New York City in the late 70s, where he performed with artists including Suzanne Vega, John Gorka, and Sean Colvin in legendary clubs like The Bitter End. In 1990, Cliff began his association with Windham Hill Records and recorded three albums for their High Street division. In 1997, he switched labels and recorded Songs of Good and Evil for Red House Records. He recorded two more albums for his critically acclaimed The High Above and The Down Below, which was named one of the top five albums of the year in 2007. His album in 2009, 500 Miles, The Blue Rock Sessions, quickly became one of the top-selling folk music downloads on iTunes. In 2012, Cliff performed in and wrote original music for The Taming of the Shrew at the Folger Shakespeare Theater in Washington, which won him a Helen Hayes Award. Subsequently, the theater released the CD Shrew Songs, Music for the Taming of the Shrew. He's recorded 9 albums of his own and has produced and arranged 7 more for a wide range of artists. He was a staff songwriter for Cherry Lane Music and has a songbook published by Hal Leonard. Please join in welcoming my friend, Cliff Eberhardt.
Thank you. I'm honored. This is my 5th time here, and it's never been warm. In the 5 times I've been here, in fact, the first time I came, Pat met me at the airport, and it was sleeting. I was in shorts. But there is something new. I've never seen the trolley full before here, so I'm very impressed.
Month of Sundays, 2 weeks from Tuesday, halfway across the country, this time, always your face appears in my dreams, brings me back home. Tonight, always your face in my memory. I don't feel alone. Tonight, lost on the freeway, headed the wrong way. Your arms can't reach me this time, but always your face appears in my dreams, brings me back home. Tonight, always your face in my memory. Tonight, I know it never warns you how this life can toss and turn when you follow the paths of your dreams. How these nights feel so long, these feelings so strong. I would give any
much. That song always seems to perk me up a little bit. Well, I had another honor. Last year I got to produce a great album called Lay It Down by Louise Masri, and we've been touring together, and so I'm going to bring her up to sing with me. Pat will tell you all about her sordid past. This song I wrote, I was on the road. I'm always on the road. I travel all the time, and I usually have several books with me, but this one trip, mistakenly, I left the house with just one book, and it was Stephen Hawking's A Brief History of Time. That's a real page turn in that book, I tell you. So the song came about because I got bored with that book, and the only other book in the room was the Gideon's Bible. They have different views of the universe, so thank you. Decided to put them all in one song. It's called The High Above and the Down Below. Come a midnight train, and it calls your name. Can't you hear that whistle blow? Better pack your bags, 'cause you leave tonight for the high above and the down below. Yes. No east or west, no right or left. Up to chance, just where we go. 'Cause the go-between is a slot machine in the high above and the down below. Lost in the fog, check the captain's log, keep her steady as she goes. The river Styx, all abandoned ship for the high above and the down below.
No one ever knows when it's time to go. Some people want it clear. Don't waste your time on nursery rhymes. Try living while you're here. Thank you. it's time to go, some people want it clear. Don't waste your time on nursery rhymes. Try to live it while you're here. Come a midnight train and it calls your name. Can you hear that whistle blow? This train stops twice, but it's all one price for the high above and the down below. For the high above and the down below. For the high above and the down below. Yes.
Thank you very much.
Got one more, and then I'm out of here. No, I'm coming back. When it's warm. This is a song about lovers that are separated by an international border, so they can't be together. One night I was very tired, and I said, this is about lovers that are separated by an international house of pancakes. Thank you. The sun doesn't care which side of the river it lays its head down for rest. She is waiting for me in the land of the free. Well, it's ironic to me, I guess. I look how the seabirds fly over the borderline. They never have to spend a dime to have a home. Now look at the shape I'm in. My emotions are paper thin. They're gonna send me back again. That's the way that it goes. Over the water, over the mountains. Not even my name. And I cannot comprehend what they feel they must defend, because they all pretend we're all created the same. Only in heaven.
very much. Louise Bowser.
All right. Cliff Eberhardt. And Cliff will be back with us sooner than you think. Very soon, as a matter of fact. This is Radio Live. Support for this program comes from the law firm of Clark Partington Hart, with a team of attorneys providing a full range of legal services from offices in Pensacola, Destin, Watercolor, and Tallahassee. Online at cphlaw.com. Additionally, accommodations for Radio Live artists are provided by the Hilton Pensacola Beach Golf Front. And we do love our sponsors, don't we? Amen. All right. Well, you've had a little taste of Louise Mossery, but now I'm going to tell you a little bit about her. She grew up in a small town just outside of Nashville on a farm with British parents and several siblings, and did a lot of things that you would do in that environment: horseback riding, writing poetry, and singing with the radio. After college in Knoxville, she borrowed her brother's Sears guitar, bought a simple chord book, and started writing songs. After a move back to Nashville a few years later and some deep soul searching, Louise began writing songs about the South, what she knew and where she grew up. In 2008, she began working on a new album, eventually to be called Home, a mix of bluegrass, country, and folk, weaving lush stories about Southern life, leading to being labeled as William Faulkner with a guitar. After winning top awards at the Kerrville Folk Festival, Wildflower Festival, Telluride Bluegrass Festival, and Falcon Ridge Folk Festival, Home debuted at number one on the folk DJ charts in January 2010 and went on to be one of the most played albums that year for that chart. Since then, she's been touring all over the Eastern Seaboard and the South and Texas. She's played at the Bluebird Cafe in Nashville, Club Passim in Boston, Cafe Lena in New York, and was recently invited to play at the Birchmere in Washington, D.C. Her newest project, Lay It Down, is a collection of deeply personal songs and is a collaboration with our good friend Cliff. So please join me in welcoming Louise Mossery.
O'clock, cars for miles, racing lights, nobody smiles, the driver honks behind me, but I see his tired eyes, let him go, 'cause everybody's just trying to get home. Oh, maybe his wife has dinner ready. Off his shoulders like a heavy coat, and he's home. In the checkout line behind an old man, a cart full of cat food, 20 cans, a pack of cigarettes, he's humming a song I don't know. And then he winks and says, I got hungry mouths at home. Sweetest four walls,
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much, Pat, for having me, and it's great to be wedged in between two amazing musicians like Cliff and Ed, so this is fun. In fact, Cliff, who is indeed the producer of my new record, is going to come up here and play with me.
The sound of one fan clapping.
And this song came about because I'm definitely the on-call psychiatrist for all of my friends, which is not a bad thing to be if you're a songwriter. You can get them to tell you their stories and keep a pen handy. This is called I'll Take You In. It's from the new album. I got ears that land easy. Go lay your troubles on me. I got a heart that can love you right where you are. And I got arms that can hold all the doubt in your soul. Honey, come in from the cold, I'll take you in. Like a cabin in the falling snow, light in the window, quiet as the deep night, peppered in trying to be brave, cracking jokes just to save face. But when the laughter fades, your eyes give you away. But you can let your guard down. Sit right here and talk it out. Pour your tears into this house. I'll take you. The amazing Cliff Everhart. Thank you. Oh, I'm going to do a story. I'm going to tell a story here. So in Nashville, yes, lay it down. In Nashville for 7 years, I've worked in copyright administration, which is just as exciting as it sounds. But I'm the go-between between a record label and a music publisher, music publishers being our clients. So they own songs, catalogs of songs. And a label or somebody who wants to use one of those songs on a CD or something might come to us and get permission, get licensing. And I would take care of all that paperwork. So a lot of the catalogs we manage are religious and like Southern Baptists. We'd have churches calling from all over the Southeast trying to get permission. And one morning I got a very nice call from an older gentleman from Columbia, South Carolina by the name of Mr. Dewey Oxner. And he was an attorney calling on behalf of his Baptist church. And I thought, that is the best Southern name I have heard in years. So I wrote Dewey Oxner's name down on a Post-it and stuck it in my lunchbox and was determined to use it in a song. And it ended up in this song, which is the title cut of my new record, Lay It Down. And Dewey, I'm sure, is an upstanding citizen of his Baptist church. However, in my song, I make him a little bit of a drinker. And I thought, well, who cares? He's never going to hear it. And then I was playing this song at the Bluebird Cafe one night. And somebody hollered out from the back, Dewey is my cousin. So, fantastic. I don't know why I was surprised by that, but I was. But I haven't gotten a cease and desist letter yet, so I'm going to keep playing it. And the fabulous Cliff Eberhart is going to play some slide with me on this. This is called Lay It Down.
Young Dewey Oxner, he got a law degree from Clemson, wet behind the ears and then some, simple country kind. Now a public defender, subject to weekend benders, he's seen the law work for some folks, leave others far behind. We'll lay it down. Lay it down. You're gonna hurt yourself hauling that big old heavy load around. Let it go, yeah. Come on, let it go. Cause there's only so much hurt your heart can hold. So dig a hole in the ground. She got a hole in her soul the size of the Delta. Says she can't love herself cause of how her daddy left her. So it's 20 years of therapy, Prozac and Pinot Gris. Still full of rage and tears, and he's been dead for years. Oh, lay it down. Honey, lay it down.
Thank you so much. Cliff Eberhardt on the slide. Woo-hoo.
All right, Louise Mosrey, and she will be back with us in just a bit as well, as will Cliff. And you're listening to Radio Live. Radio Live is a production of WUWF Public Media. It comes to you live the first Thursday of every month from the Museum of Commerce here on the historic campus of the University of West Florida in downtown Pensacola. All right. Familiar face has joined me on stage. Grammy Award-winning artist Ed Gerhardt has graced our stage more times than any artist, appearing on one of our early programs shortly after the release of his debut album, Nightbirds, which garnered him a spot in the Boston Globe Critics Poll Top 10 Albums of the Year. Now, he and I were both kids back then when he first appeared. Ed had dark hair, was a little bit shorter and more styled than it is now. He kind of looked like he could have been a Backstreet Boy, really, frankly, you know, at that point. And I had hair back then, so that was really a cool time for both of us. Since that time, Ed, in addition to becoming literally a guitar legend, and I mean that seriously, touring the world, sharing his music, on the side, he became a body double for Arlo Guthrie. And that kind of worked for him, so he's kind of gone without style since then, too. I love giving Ed a hard time, as you can tell. His CD, Luna, was featured in Acoustic Guitar Magazine's 20th anniversary list of the 240 essential albums. The editors commented that this soulful album of original compositions, rich in melody, chordal complexity, and stylistic variety, proves why Gerhardt is considered to have the most exquisite acoustic guitar tone on the planet. Pretty good words, I'd say.
All true. It's all true.
His most recent project is his 9th CD, the critically acclaimed There and Gone. He was awarded a Grammy for his inclusion on the CD Henry Mancini Pink Guitar. Warner Brothers, Mel Bay, and Hal Leonard have all released his music in books, and his guitar work can be heard in Ken Burns' film Mark Twain and the National Parks America's Best Idea. Please join me in welcoming my friend Ed Gerhardt.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you, everybody. It's nice to see you again. Good to be back here. I understand there's been some grumbling in the back that I'm being somehow held responsible for the weather. Yeah. Well, sorry. Thank you so much. That was a tune called Brothers. That's sort of a gospel feel to sort of that southern black gospel feel that I love so much. So I try to keep balance in what I do. So this is a song about whiskey. And it's a tune that I sort of I misremembered. I work from a rather imperfect memory, so a lot of times when I'm arranging an old folk song or something comes into my head that I decide, oh, I should play that. I don't always remember it 100%. And then by the time it's done, I figure I should maybe listen to the original and see how close I got. And this one, not so much. It's based on an old folk song called Rye Whiskey, so I call it Rye Whiskey Mash.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
It's a bit more verb on this one, Tom. Thank you. I always love coming down here to Pensacola and bringing the crappy weather with me. It's been, you know, my driveway up north, it looks like an Olympic bobsled course now. It's almost sealed at the top. It's so much snow. So I'm going to come down here and see Tom and Pat and Enid and Lynn and Trish and Dale and everybody here. It's just, I didn't realize I had performed here more than anybody else, and that's an honor to me to be able to come back and see you guys year after year. It's a piece that I dedicate to folks that we've lost. I've lost some significant people last year and over the last couple of years in particular, and I know we all have. So this one's for all of us. It's called Homage. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ed. Mr. Ed Gerhart, you too will be back in the second half of the program. And the program is Radio Live. We do this the first Thursday of every month right here in the Museum of Commerce on the historic Pensacola campus of the University of West Florida. And it is broadcast live right now in real time on 88.1 FM. We also videotape it, and we turn the program into a nice television program, which later airs on Channel 4 on Cox Cable here in Escambia County. So lots of ways to enjoy the program. We also archive the programs on our website at wuwf.org. So when you're going to that website to make your pledge for our spring member drive, why not listen to Radio Live while you're there? It's real easy to do that. The big red button at the top of the screen that says donate. You do that first, and then you go listen to the program, and you have a great time.